From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us today as the Reverend John Morrow, minister of Omagh Free Presbyterian Church, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
This morning I want to consider with you one of the great women and mothers we read of in the Old Testament scriptures. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11 that the father is the head of the house, but no one will question that a mother is the hub of the home. One line of an old song goes, "A mother's love is a blessing," and that is so true. The family will naturally gravitate towards the mother. In Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, Paul says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." When we come to 1 Samuel chapter 1 and the story of Hannah, remember that what is written of her is written for our learning. You will read of her tears, of her sorrow, and of her discouragement, and how all that was changed when God intervened in her life. Of course, God's intervention in anyone's life changes everything. The story of Hannah is one of the most heart-rending stories recorded anywhere in the Bible. Without going into any detailed background of 1 Samuel chapter 1, it is sufficient to say that Hannah was a woman sorely grieved in her heart, deeply wounded in her spirit. She was greatly misunderstood, and she was bitterly criticized. Such was her sad and trying condition that her tears flowed like a fountain. Given to fretting, she could not eat. A woman with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Maybe as we ponder the life of Hannah for a few moments, you will see a picture or a reflection of your own life at this particular time. And I trust that we will glean from her life and God's dealings with her. And I trust that what we glean from her life and God's dealings with her will be of some help and encouragement to you. There were those who despised Hannah, but not the Lord. In Psalm 34, verse 18, we read, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Hannah is a person with whom many can identify. For at some stage in your life and mine, we are called to wayfaring and warfaring struggles. Hymnwriter puts it this way and says, "It's not an easy road. We are travelling to heaven." The Bible tells us in verse 2 of 1 Samuel chapter 1 of Hannah's predicament. We read she had no children. The reason for this is explained in verse 5. The Lord had shut up her womb. Sometimes it's very difficult to accept the circumstances of life, to accept the things we cannot change. The matter became a source of great grief to this dear woman, for it was the burning desire of every Hebrew parent to have a son. But Hannah had no children at all. Also, at that particular period of human history in the land of Israel, to be childless was considered a manifestation of God's displeasure with the individual. It became a matter of reproach. Certainly Rachel acknowledged the reproach of her situation, for after she had given birth to Joseph, we read in Genesis 30 and verses 22 and 23, "God remembered Rachel and hearkened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God hath taken away my reproach." It was Hannah's wish and desire to cradle to her bosom a child of her own flesh. But in that she had no children, she fell victim to the cruel mocking and hurtful criticism of other people. Critical tongues, no boundaries. It caused Hannah great distress. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 6, we find her crying, and she is so grieved in her heart that she cannot eat her food. Awful waves of depression were sweeping over her soul, and she is in the dark pit of despair. The other wife of Elkanah was rejoicing over Hannah's predicament. Do you find yourself in a similar situation as Hannah? That is, downhearted, disappointed, defeated, discouraged. Maybe your personal or family or business circumstances are not as you would wish them to be. And in your heart and mind, you are hurting. Hannah was distressed because her adversary had taken and used her circumstances as an occasion to grieve her. Circumstances over which Hannah had no control, but it was God who had shut up Hannah's womb. The Bible makes it clear that what God shuts, no man can open, and what God opens, no man can shut. Therefore, at that particular time, it was God's will that Hannah should have no children. So what had happened was simply this. Her enemy had taken what was the legitimate will of God, used it as a weapon to beat Hannah. With the result, she is made to grovel in the ashes of despair. Is the devil using your circumstances to defeat you and discourage you? No one knows the pain you feel. No one hears your heart sobbing. No one sees those secret tears but God. So like David, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. For Hannah's God is, or can be, your God today. Do what Hannah did. Follow her example. For we read Hannah prayed about the matter. It's recorded in verse 10 that she prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. God sees our tears, and God hears our prayers. So like Hannah, we must pray for the Lord to intervene in our lives and our circumstances. Paul says in Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The hymn writer says, does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press, and the cares distress, and the day grows weary and long. Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is this aught to him? Does he see? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. In the midst of her grief and anguish, like a bear robbed of her whelps, Hannah prayed and prayed with confidence. God is the God of the impossible. He's the God who answers prayer. In the Old Testament, in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, he says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. He can do what no other can do. He can lift up those that are cast down. He can encourage those who are discouraged. He can heal those who are broken in mind and body and spirit. He can restore those who are backslidden in heart. He can save those who are lost in their sin. God has control over all of our circumstances. Whatever your lot, you can trust God. Someone said, when you've nothing left but God, you will realize that God is enough. Joseph Scriven, from C. Patrick, near Banbridge, was engaged to be married, but just shortly before their planned wedding day, his fiancée died as a result of a horse riding accident. His heart was broken. Some time later, he emigrated to Canada and found love again. But after a short illness, his second fiancée also died. And out of those tragedies, he penned the words by way of a letter to his mother. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Hannah took the matter that concerned her to the Lord in prayer, and God intervened in her life. The little verse of the hymn says, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Take your problems to the Lord in prayer. God will intervene in your life. God's intervention in Hannah's life and circumstances brought great peace to this once broken-hearted and troubled soul. The Bible says God remembered Hannah, and she conceived and gave birth to a wonderful son, whom she called Samuel. His name means asked of God. Every day she would lift her little boy and look into his face. She would have been reminded of God's goodness and faithfulness. He saw her predicament. He heard her prayer. He whispered his peace. He gave her a son, her heart's desire. Psalm 37 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. One Bible commentary states, the Bible is being called the world's gallery of lasting fame. In this gallery, the picture of Hannah occupies a conspicuous place. All that is recorded of this mother, who is one of the most noble Hebrews who ever lived, is an inspiration and a benediction. She's a beautiful example of how the most unpleasant circumstances can produce a character blessing the world. May you find Hannah's God to be your God today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Morrow, 12 Crevena View, Oma, BT 79 OJH. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Morrow, 12 Crevena View, Oma, BT 79 OJH. You may hear Reverend Morrow preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Oma Free Presbyterian Church on the Derry Road. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8224-2299. 028-8224-2299. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.